The question has come up as to how do we know if we have punya or punyam? How do we know if we have papa or papam? That's a big question. We assume that if we do a good thing, we get good merit. And if we do something not so good, it cancels the good merit and also brings in other things that we don't want in our nerve system. It was very, very easy, because if you do something that gives you satisfaction and you feel good about yourself, that's the feeling of punyam. If you do something and you don't feel good about it, that's papam. And that cancels out the punyam. It cancels out the good feelings. What are good feelings? Good feelings are energy flows. Energy flowing up feels good. Energy flowing down doesn't feel good. The two different kinds of energy. Energy flowing up and down at the same time is congested energy and remains in a thought form, a feeling. So you feel good about today. It's a very good day. This long series of homas invoking Lord Hanuman, the strong God who's close to the earth, it's really worked. That's a punya within the nerve system of everyone who's been coming to the temple and participating. And everyone who's participated in the building of the foundation by making generous contributions will receive generation after generation blessings from those who benefit from walking on that foundation. So that's all punya. Punyam, you feel good. Papam, you feel bad. So you always want to do things that make you feel good. It's rather selfish. You do things that make you feel good. And if you can make somebody else feel good, you also feel good, right? So that's a double punyam.